91.5 WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
What's up, everyone? It's 3:03. You're listening to The Morning Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's been 1 week exactly, and we have a great show planned for you today. We have two songs on the playlist.
So we're just going to play them on repeat.
Yeah, so we hope you like them a lot.
We hope you like these two songs. The weather is, there's snow outside. It's not snowing.
But there is snow outside.
But there's snow outside, I noticed.
It's going to snow more tonight, too. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Could 3 to 5 inches from what the little birdie told me.
Oh, really? The weather bird?
Yeah, that little birdie. So, gear up for that.
Okay.
In other words, Phoebe, this past weekend, was in Florida.
I was in Florida.
Tell us about it.
It was wonderful. It was like 80 degrees, like every day. Sunny, a little cloudy, but mostly sunny. Went swimming, got a little tan. I mean, not tan to the point where someone would notice, but tan to the point where I look less ghostly than I did before.
I notice it.
Thanks. Yeah. I got a few freckles, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Ate some good food. Some
80
cheese.
Degrees.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what that feels like.
It's wonderful. Like, I was hot.
Jeez.
Yeah. And now it's so cold here. It's hard coming back.
I was just talking about this with my friends, though. March 10th, daylight savings. Spring forward. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Because that means it's going to start getting dark at 6:10.
And then you can just go to bed.
Yeah. And then you can go to bed at 6 instead of going to bed at 5, which is what I've been doing the past months.
Yeah.
Which has been horrible.
Well, yeah. Like, I don't know why they do that to me, because when it's dark, it's bedtime.
Yeah.
I haven't been getting any work done.
It's a rule.
Yeah. Well, that's what,
So, music?
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about...
more chit-chat.
Spotify came out with a new thing, I think this week, that's like horoscopes. And they give you a playlist based on your horoscope. I'm a Libra, and I, like, very much identify with being a Libra. Like, I don't believe in it, like, that much, but it's like something to believe in. So I believe in it more than other things. And I was feeling a little down this week, and Spotify was like, do you want to listen to this playlist? And I was like, yes. They gave me a little horoscope with it. They told me to basically follow my dreams. Some vague stuff that really felt empowering to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, they get me so well.
They know you.
And so I picked a few songs from that playlist that Spotify made me. And the first one was Put Your Records On by Corrine Bailey Rae.
Got really into that song at the beginning of the semester.
It's so good.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. Great for sorting your laundry too.
All right. Get sorting.
Yeah. I hope you all enjoy.
you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and boots, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my
Basket Case by Green Day.
And before that, we had Paint Me Silver by Pond, which is a band that I just discovered. They have a lot of members out of Tame Impala, so that's why they sound kind of similar.
I see.
Yeah.
I love Green Day. Green Day was my first favorite band.
Yeah. They were the first CD I bought.
Yeah.
21st Century Breakdown.
I have my sister's old iPod, was my first iPod, and it only had Green Day and Build Me Up Buttercup by the Foundations on it.
That's a bit of a mismatch.
Yeah.
I would say.
But that's like all I listened to when I was younger.
So that's why you are
how I am. Yeah.
How you are.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I feel like it really, yeah. Oh, I wanted to clarify what my horoscope actually said. That was so inspiring to me. So if there's any Libras out there, I know my mom's listening and she's also a Libra. So this is for you, Ma. You're supposed to restore your energy and refill your creative coffers. Do you know what word that is? You are supposed to inhabit both sides of your scales. Let in what you've given out. Let yourself lose interest in getting somewhere specific and instead reinvest your energy in your own flow. No matter what feelings surface, a deep dive will uncover the exact belief that you need to understand, unpack, and be conscious of. Consciousness is power, and this full moon wants you to be in yours.
I'd say that's a little better than follow your dreams.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. I didn't remember exactly what it said.
Sure, sure.
But I like the idea of letting go on in a specific direction. It really hit me hard because, and it inspired me to drop calculus.
Yes.
And my horoscope told me to, so.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, next. Calc 2.
True. You got to cut out all the fakes.
It's a snake of a class, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You didn't sit with me when you came in on my class.
You didn't have any seats next to you.
There's one next to Daniel.
You're not Daniel.
So true.
We shouldn't fight on air. We'll talk about this later, Lucas. I have another song. It's Boredom by Tyler, the Creator.
And
Rex Orange County and Anna of the North. Do you want to play it?
Spin that.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
We're back. That was about half of Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. My dad requested it, and I put it on not knowing that it's upwards of a 9-minute song. So,
well, but you gotta do what your dad says, really.
You do. You do. So, Dad, I hope you enjoyed that tease of the song, I suppose.
It was a good amount.
Yeah, that's just the right amount.
And before that, we played Boredom. And I wanted to say about that is that that song, I already said this to Lucas, but the end of that song always reminds me of that meme, of that Halloween meme, that video of the girl, like, playing piano. Should I try to bring it up? How do I find that? No one knows what I'm talking about. What,
isn't it the Goosebumps theme?
Yeah. The Goosebumps theme meme.
Goosebumps theme meme.
Goosebumps.
We're going to have it up for you in just a second, folks.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Yeah.
Wait, I'm not. Okay. Just wait for it. Maybe it wasn't this.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We could just forget that happened. Oh, I have another thing to say. My mom says that it's pronounced coffers.
What is that, though?
To hold things. Like a receptacle.
Mm. I thought it was someone that coughed a lot. That's what came to my head first.
Yeah, well, that's how she spelled it to explain how it was pronounced to me.
Okay. Interesting. Well, it's halfway through the show, so it's about time for a PSA, public service announcement.
But you're going to just flip to a random page and say one?
Yes.
Okay. Usually people look for them in advance.
All right. oh gosh. Oh, yes. Home fires. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in Somerville. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the prevention campaign and visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was a public service announcement from WMFO Medford.
You live in South, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the fire alarms go off there pretty frequently?
They went off the other day. It was like 7-something in the morning.
And does the whole building have to?
No. Well, I've never evacuated from a fire alarm. But the last fire alarm I heard, it went off at 7-something in the morning, and I like saw people coming out of their rooms, and I was actually already out and about leaving to start my day because
early bird gets the worm.
On top of my stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I go downstairs and it's this guy like fondling with the like with something, and he's like, "Oh, did the alarm go off?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Oh, like on the first floor?" And I was like, "I don't know, I was on the third floor. It went off on the third floor. I think it went off on all the floors. I don't know if anyone evacuated because I just went to class, but."
So he was just some trickster?
No. They're like constantly trying to fix things in Harlem.
Really, yeah.
And like,
they always have that control panel wide open. Yeah. And there's like three people.
Something's always
broken.
And like, there's that one door that is broken and they like have tried to fix it so many
times.
And I just don't think it's fixable.
Well, it's nice though, because it means that I don't have to, whenever I want to go to South, usually I'd have to have someone come down.
Yeah, but then we just have less security.
Well,
if you want to break into South, it's not too hard.
Yeah, just take a right after you get in the main doors.
Yeah. Good banter.
Great.
We
top notch.
I have a song.
Hit it.
It's called Every Time by Boy Pablo.
Every time we're on the radio, this song
Have
gets
I played this a lot? I can play a different song. You're not going to like my other option.
What's your other option?
Flaming Hot Cheetos by Clara.
It's really kind of a worse of two evils situation here.
Better of two goods.
Let's go Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'd play that less.
Yeah, you do.
Enjoy.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever, 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 ever. Good morning, this ain't Vietnam still. People lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known in Sierra Leone and how it connects to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in this song, I ain't talking about the ones to be cloned. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. See a part of me saying, keep shining. How? When I know where the blood diamonds. Though it's thousands of miles away, Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today. Over here, it's the drug trade. We die from drugs. Over there, they die from what we buy from drugs. The diamonds, the chains, the braces, the charms is. I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless, till I seen a picture of a shorty armless. And here's the conflict. It's in a black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polo rugby, you look so nice. How could something so wrong make me feel so right, right? Before I beat myself up like Ike, you can still throw your Rockefeller diamond tonight. Because throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. I'm gonna give my chain back. That'll be the same day I give the game back. You know the next question, dawg. Yo, where Dame at? This track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yep, I got it from here, yay, damn. The chain remains, the gang is intact. The name is mine, I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gonna crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. How could you falter when you're the rock at your balls? I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall order, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. I do this in my sleep. I'm guessing I could sell CDs. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. Let me handle my business, damn. Kanye's, you got me. Freeweight and Foxy. YG's, Tierra Marie. Petey, watch me. Bleak could be one hit away his whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. And even if a guy's in my will somewhere, so he could just kick back and chill somewhere. Oh yeah. He don't even have to write rhymes. A dynasty like my money lasts three lifetimes. Shelly Bass is in the brand saying exactly what I was saying. Practically my whole career. The diamond is bad, Bob, and mine is forever. Now the Louis Vuitton dawn's gone, it couldn't be better. People lined up to see the Titanic sinking. Instead we rose from the ash like a phoenix. If you're waiting for the end of the dynasty sign, it would seem like forever. It's a mighty long time.
Just hang it in and try it to be through.
Necessary Evil by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
It's a good band.
Yeah.
If we had more time, I'd play a song by them that I really like.
Which song?
I forget what it's called. Multi-Love. Multi-Love.
It's the name of the album that this song is from, so it's probably good.
Yeah.
Are the songs that albums are named after, do you think they're usually the song that they're most proud of? Or do you think they just think it's a good name? I've always wondered.
I think generally it's the best song on the album,
in their opinion. I always want to know what artists think of their own songs,
right?
Because I feel like if I made music, I would hate all of it.
Why?
Because of how I am, and I feel like that's not necessarily relatable. But I feel like
maybe it's a Libra thing.
I feel like a lot of songs that become really popular can't be the artist's favorite song.
Oh, yeah. All my, like, big pop star friends say the same thing.
Yeah, totally.
So it's definitely a thing.
So that was our last song today. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. A week.
This has been The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
But hey, if y'all are sad to see us leave at the end of this hour, you can run run back our archives. It's a tongue twister, to be fair. And you can listen to all of our past shows. And
they're all really good.
Each one is better than the last. So I guess that means this is our best show. Good job.
We did it. This has been the Illiterate Hour with Phoebe and Lucas. Until next time, have a wonderful week. I like this time because I can tell you that you're almost over the hump.
So close.
So close. Because tomorrow's Thursday, which is basically Friday.
Which is,
you know,
actually a Monday. In tough speak. Tomorrow's a Monday schedule.
Oh, and I don't know if your Monday's like mine, then it's a good day.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
So, a lot of good things. Things are looking up for Phoebe, Lucas, and everyone.
And you.
And you.
Our listener. Okay.
Peace.
Ciao.